USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to stop an effort by congressional Democrats to get his tax returns. This after a judge ordered the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee to be given years of his income tax returns by the Treasury Department. A majority of residents in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv are without water following Russian airstrikes. Around 350,000 homes were also left without electricity. Ukraine's prime minister saying the country's air force shot down a number of missiles and accused Russian forces of targeting critical civilian infrastructure. The Fed is meeting this week.
The Federal Reserve meets Tuesday and Wednesday, and another hike in interest rates is likely. The Fed has carried out a series of rate increases in recent months in an effort to fight inflation. Analysts with Goldman Sachs predict the rate could be as high as 5% by March of next year. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
As inflation remains near a 40-year high, Kentucky Republican Congressman Andy Barr says that excess government spending is one of the main reasons why Americans have seen prices go up at the grocery store.
That overspending created excess demand, and then at the very same time, Democrats waged a war on American energy, constraining supply. So you have a basic supply-demand mismatch, paying people to not work, labor shortages.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, a former Michigan police officer will be in court for killing a man during a traffic stop. Chris Scherer is charged with second-degree murder for the death of Patrick Leoya in Grand Rapids. The jury will consider if Scherer's actions rise to the level of murder and whether he acted in self-defense. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Justice Department on Monday charged David DePape with assault and attempted kidnapping following his alleged break-in at the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her husband, Paul. A man in Indiana is facing two counts of murder in the 2017 killing of two eighth graders.
A Delphi, Indiana man, Richard Allen, has been arrested for the 2017 murders of eighth graders Abby Williams and Libby German. Indiana State Police made the announcement at a news conference Monday. Best friends 13-year-old Libby and 14-year-old Abby were on a hiking trail in rural Delphi when they were killed. No other details have been released. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Russia announced Saturday it was suspending its role in the Black Sea Grain Deal program. It's a UN-backed program that allowed ships with tons of grain to leave Ukrainian ports without interruptions from Russia. State Department spokesman Ned Price is condemning Russia's decision.
Russia is again weaponizing food in the war that it started. The most effective step to address the ongoing food security crisis would be for Russia to immediately return to the arrangement and to end its war against Ukraine.
Despite an interruption Sunday, 12 ships with over 354,000 tons of grain were able to leave Ukrainian ports. Thanks for listening and a happy and safe Halloween to everyone. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.